Welcome to the Business Wisdom Podcast, where business strategist Clive Enova shares his inner business wisdom with you. Each episode is packed with his experience to help you grow and develop your own business wisdom. Join Clive as he shares his wisdom with you.
Welcome to this episode of Business Wisdom Podcast to consider self-care when in business. My name is Clive Enova. I am a business strategist. And through delivering easy-to-understand advice and guidance, I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. First thing we need to do when we're thinking about self-care in business is acknowledge that building a business is exhilarating. We've got ourselves some freedom. We're creating enormous impact. We have tremendous potential. It's intoxicating. But it's also a recipe for neglecting the most important person in the equation, which is you. We tend to get caught up in the to-do list, the endless hustle, the daily goings-on. And before we know it, we're running on fumes, sacrificing our well-being on the altar of ambition, we might say. And generally, we're experiencing a good dose of burnout rather than embracing thriving in business. But here's the thing, self-care isn't a luxury reserved for going on vacation or going down to the spa. And whilst those things are wonderful, we need to be practicing self-care on a daily basis. It's the foundation on which a sustainable, fulfilling business is built when you get right down to it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a marathon without training. So why do we push ourselves to the limit in business and not nourish mind, body, and soul? And while you're at it, how about delivering yourself a generous helping of self-compassion? So how can we actually integrate self-care into our entrepreneurial lives? Here's a few practical tips. Number one, schedule it. It's really important. Schedule it. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your diary, your calendar, for activities that replenish energy. It could be a moment of meditation, a walk in nature, a session in the garden, or simply reading a good book. But once you've scheduled it, do it. Find your non-negotiables. What are the absolute essentials for your well-being? That could be making sure you get enough sleep, eating healthy meals, connecting with loved ones. Identify these non-negotiables and prioritize them. Even when business gets busy, the fact that your business is busy is probably a message to go and take some time for yourself. Delegate and outsource. It's really important when we're in business that we recognize that we don't have to do it all. I know this is a terrible thing to have to acknowledge, but there's quite possibly somebody out there who does something better than the way we do it. So it's important to delegate tasks, outsource where you can. This frees up time, of course, and it allows you the opportunity to relax that mental space and focus on what truly matters and therefore prevent burnout. Embrace boundaries. Sometimes you'll see saying no described as a superpower, and sometimes it needs to be looked at that way because lots of people don't like to say no. Usually they don't say no because they don't understand what their boundaries are. Understanding your boundaries is critical to being able to build the business that you want. Some people think that if they apply the boundaries to clients or potential clients, they're going to not do as well. The important thing to remember is that boundaries make it better for clients as well as for you. Clients like boundaries. They have to know where they're allowed to play and where they're not allowed to play. Makes it better for both parties. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to get lost in the endless pursuit of bigger and better, but remember to celebrate even the small victories along the way. Appreciate your progress. Take time to do that. Doesn't matter how small the progress might have been, it's progress. Achieving these things makes the whole come together, and it's important to recognize that. As you see these little wins that you have, celebrate them, because that's what keeps you going to the next win and the next win. And when you put all those wins together, all of a sudden you have a big win. And it's important to remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. By taking care of yourself, you're investing in the long-term health and success of your business. Ditch the guilt, embrace the self-compassion, and build a business that thrives alongside your well-being. And this is just a starting point, of course. Like most things that you want done well, self-care is something that is not a once done is done and complete. It's something that you should practice every day. Now, I remember an occasion where I wanted to meet with a couple of chaps who were running a business who would be very keen, I thought, to get hold of a project that I was working on. And I rang them up to make the appointment to go and see them. And the best day for me to see them, of course, was a Wednesday. So I pointed out that Wednesday was a really good time and suggested a couple of times that I could get down to see them. And notwithstanding this was something that they would normally jump at, because I'd done business with these guys before, they were very hesitant to meet me on the Wednesday. And eventually they said, no, we can't meet you on the Wednesday. So I queried, why not? And the answer very simply was, we don't work Wednesdays. Now, at that time, I had spent quite a number of years working 7 days a week and been perfectly happy doing it. And here were these guys who didn't work Wednesdays, apparently. So I queried them, why don't you work Wednesdays? One of them had a farm, and on Wednesdays, he spent his day pottering about on his farm. And the other chap went sailing. Now, that was something really new to me, that you could actually take a Wednesday off. Now, it's probably worth pointing out that I went sailing on Wednesday. And no, we didn't talk business. I enjoyed sailing. And the business got done on another day. And surprisingly enough, the business got done just as quickly as if I'd seen them on the Wednesday, or perhaps even more quickly. They knew what their boundaries were. They were happy to apply those boundaries. And I found from that I too could take a break. I didn't have to work 7 days a week. And business got better when I didn't work 7 days a week. So take the time to look after you. There's one really important person in your business, and that's you. And even if you're not in business and you're listening to this podcast, there's one important person in your life, and that's you. Because if you don't look after yourself, you're not going to be able to look after anything else. Take simple steps. Move your body. Make it a regular arrangement that you have some exercise, even if it's just a walk. Your body and your mind will both react positively to any physical exercise you understand. Your body and your mind will react positively to any physical exercise you undertake. It's important to eat well and, of course, remain hydrated. Drink lots of water. It's really important to keep your body well nourished. And then there's the other side of being awake, that being asleep. Make sure you get enough sleep. Sleep is where your body recharges, replenishes itself, and it allows your mind to relax so that you can get up and get stuck into the next day and make it all worthwhile. Most importantly, start today. Do something for yourself today that allows you to not run at the burnout. If you can see it coming towards you, it's a good idea to do something that will stop it arriving. Take action to nourish you. Self-care is really important for the self.
Thanks for joining Clive. Remember to subscribe for more business wisdom. Want to work with Clive? Book a discovery call with him at enovagroup.com.au.